It's been more than 2 years since clerical workers at the Port of LA had a contract. This week, the workers walked off the job to force contract negotiations in the hopes of receiving one, and that jobs will no longer be outsourced to non-union members. John Fugot, head of the Office Clerical Unit of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, Local 63, explained the reasons for the strike.
This strike is about the outsourcing of jobs. These employers have implemented technology that allows them to allow others, non-bargaining unit members, to perform work that we have historically done.
Fugot added that new technology could allow workers abroad through a portal to access port computers in both Los Angeles and Long Beach to do the work the people he represents have historically done. The strike has closed all but one of the port's 8 terminals. The workers' colleagues from the Port of Long Beach joined them, closing 3 of the 6 Long Beach terminals. The silver lining in all of this is that most of the goods slated for the shelves this holiday season have already arrived in the United States, which means this fight probably won't raise prices. In the long run, however, consumers are expected to be negatively impacted by this strike. That's because other goods will take longer to reach the 2 ports before they can be sent across the country. This delay may lead to supply shortages and rising prices to compensate for the increased shipping costs. Fugot said he wants the strike to end as soon as possible. But the Harbor Employees Union does not feel there is a reason to go back to the table because the ILWU has not changed their demands, which are...
What we're proposing is contract language that would clearly describe what the technology can be used for and what it will not be used for. And specifically, the language would not allow the employers to outsource these jobs that are absolutely crucial to the local community.
The ports can't operate without clerical workers because the longshoremen who load and unload ships have not crossed the picket lines. Ships waiting to enter the harbor and those currently in the harbor will not be serviced until the longshoremen come back to work. The strike continued on in the rain on Thursday, even though on Tuesday an arbitrator said the workers must return to their posts. Max Schwartz, Annenberg Radio News.